You're so bright.
Thank you. You're so bright, sweetie. I've really been working on my...
You're so white on the screen.
My intelligence. I've been really working on my intelligence. Oh, you said bright? You said white?
I did
said
say bright, but I meant to say white.
Well, you said bright, though, so you mean like I'm super intelligent.
Yeah, that too.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yes. Okay. Y'all ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, it got better. Okay.
Add to it. Yeah.
Man.
What's up, y'all?
What up, peeps? Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's right. I am your host, Gabrielle, joined by my handsome husband and co-host,
Chad.
Yes.
Say it like that.
So glad that you're here.
Yes, we're so glad you're here. Thank you so much for coming back or checking us out for the first time. So,
and if you're just listening, you can watch us too. So if you want to come on over and watch, see what we look like, our facial expressions, come on over to YouTube and find us at Let's Make Out Podcast.
Because we are YouTubers at heart.
We are.
So
podcasting is secondary
to YouTubing. So absolutely. If you want to see us, you can check us out, like she said, or you can check out our vlog channel, Gay Babe TV.
That's right. So what's going on? How's it been since the last time we did this? What has happened in the last 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I don't know.
Man, busy.
It has been busy.
Which is a good thing. Been busy. Just trying to get stuff done. Just we had the.
Do we have the fall break?
It was fall break.
I don't even know happening. The last time.
I know, right? Who knows?
But we didn't do nothing on fall break.
I know, But still, Chad was home, so we did. Mm-hmm. Him and I went and saw Black Adam. We went and took him to a jumping place.
Yeah.
It's just been work, and then Mama's appointments, which she's like in the last home stretch of appointments.
We are in the home stretch. She is like so close to the finish line. It is
like
the best feeling ever. It's like, man, we are here. We're coming up on a year since she was diagnosed, and it's crazy to think that, you know, it just seemed completely overwhelming when we learned all the things she was going to need to go through. And it's like, man, look at us. We are here.
It's huge. Because I was just thinking about, last year, because it's been a year, of when we found out.
Yeah.
It's so weird because after, like, did we find out right after we got back from Florida?
Yeah.
So it's like, I think of this time last year, Iron Man Florida was happening. We were all in Florida hanging out.
Yeah.
And Iron Man Florida is actually tomorrow.
Oh, well,
today's Friday.
Is.
So tomorrow is Saturday the 5th. And is Iron Man Florida again this year. So we're a year from that race. So at this point last year, we didn't know yet, right?
Yeah.
So, and I think about just like how quickly life changed, you know? And it's just really awesome to see what God has done.
Yeah.
And the Gabriel's Jeep is held up with all the miles.
I'm like, what? My Jeep?
Lots of miles put on the Jeep this year.
It's just awesome. It's been awesome. The fact that she's alive and well and cancer free, and she just celebrated her 63rd birthday, and we had such a great day. She had an appointment that morning, and then we all met up and went to the movies. We went to see Woman King, which was so good.
Yeah,
y'all.
Really good.
It was so good. And I have to say, like, in the beginning,
It started slow.
And I was like, this is not.
And Gabriel doesn't watch shows like.
I don't like a whole lot of, like, fighting
and stuff like that. Yeah.
All that warrior type stuff. I was like, this is
But it still started slow.
Yeah. So I think I had text Babe, like, I'm over it already. Because I was on my phone and he texted me and was like, get off your phone.
And she said, I'm over it.
I'm over it.
And then it finally got going good.
And then I was hooked. I was like, okay, this was really good. So if you haven't seen Woman King, we highly recommend it. Most people have seen it, I feel like, by now because it has been out for a while. Like, we were on the tail end of seeing it. Like, you know, it's not playing everywhere and it's very limited shows. But we did that. And then we went, had dinner. And it was just a good day. Really like, good day. I think we just had a wonderful day.
So. Nana joined us for the movie she and for did. Dinner. Mm-hmm. So it was good. And yeah. And Gabrielle, ever since the movie, she's been downstairs every day punching the punching bag. You down there hearing her yelling like, ah! I'm like, girl, what are you doing? And she's trying to get it out. Apparently, her inner warrior is trying to come out.
Whatever. So, man, Viola better, she better win something for that. Cause she played that role.
She did, but great. No, she did a good job. But
what you about to say?
I wonder if it wasn't enough, like talking scenes and dialogue. Because you think about, if you really sit back and think about the movie, mm-hmm. most of it was.
But
I feel like the other lady almost had more talking points than Viola Davis did.
Like the one that trained her, yeah,
and then the young girl.
Oh yeah,
I feel like they had more talking points than Viola did.
Almost. True, but I don't think that.
No, she had. I mean, she was there. Great
matters necessarily because I mean, I hope not. At, like overall, just her playing that role, which honestly is completely different for Viola Davis. If you've been a fan of her, like yeah. you've never seen her in that capacity, in that type of a role, so maybe.
No, she just did the amazing. Fact
that she was like completely outside of her box would mm-hmm. be enough for, because I feel like what she did do, what she did say, even the nonverbal actions, and you 100%. Know, like it was phenomenal.
No, I mean, yeah. Well, so, I mean, you know, she was a warrior in How to Get Away with Murder, right? What they say at the beginning of the, remember the beginning of when they walked into, they said, are you ready to be a. What did they say? That was like their thing about the being a lawyer with her.
Oh, when she walked into the class. I don't remember.
What was
but
that?
I think I know where you're going, but it was still different. So, anyway. Mm. Yeah, I have no idea. You'd have to Google that.
I'm going to Google that. What did they say?
Google it.
It's right there. It's right there on the tip of the tongue.
Are we going to wait? Are we going to keep going?
Okay. Y'all ready for this intro?
Oh, yeah. Cue the music.
All right.
Yeah, so that's been going on. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else has been going on? Honestly, I feel like that's it. I mean, nothing.
Gladiator.
No.
Yes, it was Gladiator.
No, that's Scandal.
Was it Scandal?
Scandal was Gladiators.
No, that was How to Get Away with Murder.
Absolutely not.
So. Oh, was it Scandal? Okay, all right.
You really thought you had it, too.
Well, because both them shows were like, you know, they were... The show.
All those were the days, man. I need a good Scandal-esque type of show these
Gladiator,
days.
That's right. I was thinking of that. Gladiator. Good.
I just feel like the shows now, there's so many. For one, I can't keep up. I feel like we start a new show every other week, and then we forget about it, and then we don't go back to it, and it's just, I have a list. I don't know if I told y'all this, but I have a list of all the shows that we need to watch. Either shows that we've started and we haven't finished, or shows that we've wanted to watch. It's just weird.
And it's like, I want a Scandal. I want a How to Get Away with Murder. Yeah. I want a Prison Break. I want a 24.
Yeah, where like, are those like, types of
like
shows?
Where these shows where the plot is so mm-hmm. just twist and turn every episode.
Yeah.
Like Grey's Anatomy is a really good show in that, and you love that. But
I
it's
do. I'll always love Grey's, you know, Anatomy.
But
I
you
need to watch this.
You season. Know, there's gonna be some kind of like in the hospital or right, something going right. on. But like with those other shows, it was like you didn't know what
you
was
didn't
about
know
to
what
happen.
Was about to happen. Yeah, I would love another show. Like
man,
that.
Another Prison Break. That to man. Me, I was so glad when she finally decided to watch Prison Break.
I'm so glad that I did because I fought it. I was like, I do not want to watch this. This is not going to be good. And it was so good.
Oh my goodness!
Like I would watch it again. It was that good.
We'll probably wait another like saying? 5 years and then we'll do
and
it
then
again.
We'll just pull it back out and watch it again. But
sure
so if y'all
again.
Have some suggestions, let us know. We have been watching here recently. We've been watching season 3 of Love is Blind. And let me just tell you my thoughts on Love is Blind. Mm. Honestly, I feel like it's pointless at this. Like after three seasons, I think after season 1,
Maybe season two. Maybe two.
Maybe season two. But I just feel like now everybody knows the concept. Everybody knows what it's about. And I think people are just looking to be seen.
I feel like there's an agenda. More than anything. And it's not finding love. It's finding fame.
Yeah. Like, I just... And we have not finished episode three. We are... I think we're...
Season three.
Season three. I think we're... The next episode is when they get married. We're on now where they are trying on wedding dresses. And I don't have no hope for any of these couples. Not a single piece of... There's one couple that I'm like, okay, they could possibly...
But I don't feel like they're a good match. I don't feel like they're a good match. Yeah, but they're, so... You know...
Yeah, I'm curious to see how it ends up, because I ain't got no faith. And I'm just like, it's nothing on top of the first season. I think because it was brand new, nobody really knew what to expect. Like...
I mean, I still have a question of, is the dating game that bad where you're that lost in it or whatever to go on to a show, to go on TV and find dates? Like, to me, it's still kind of like...
That seems kind of an old school perspective.
Old school perspective? Like, Love is Blind, the whole theme of that show... Is it realistic to meet, to not talk to, not see someone for 10 days, mm-hmm. propose to them before you even see them, then have 3 weeks before you get married? Like, 8 times out of 10, that is not realistic. And if you look at it on the first season, there's only two couples that are together.
Yeah.
Cameron and Lauren, and then the other.
I don't even remember the other couple.
The other couple is the one that.
Who were they?
Well, he was.
Why can't I remember that?
It was
that?
The dark haired dude that, like, the other female, like the blonde female liked him, but he picked the other girl that's like wild and crazy.
Literally cannot even.
I can't think of their names, but they're still married and they're friends with Cameron and Lauren. So what I'm saying is it can happen 100%, but like, it's just interesting to me that going on a show with that premise is the dating game that bad, or you just don't have time for it? Is this the opportunity just to go? Okay.
Well, I think that,
you know what I mean?
In my mind, it seemed like an old school perspective, because to me, you sound like somebody's grandmama or something that is like, is that bad that you got to go online and date people and find people online? Yes. We are in 2022. There are so many unconventional
online ways and going on a TV show.
Love
a little different,
but also that's not new. Like, what's these game shows, the matchmaker game shows? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's really not a new concept.
But there wasn't a requirement to get married.
Yeah. Obviously, that's different. But
well, that's a much bigger commitment than just I'm gonna go on a date with you.
Yeah,
because you sound cool.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, granted, now at the end they can say no, but the whole premise is to get married at the end. Yeah. Right, in a month time.
Yeah.
So what I mean is, not that saying that it can't happen, because it has happened. Mm-hmm. And I think it's awesome that it happened. If it happens, that is amazing.
Yeah.
It's just, it's almost, but it's still kind of like, what are the motives of the people going on the show?
Right. I think that.
Even for the first season, what are your motives for going on the show? Is it really to find the man or woman of your dreams, or is it because you get a chance to be on TV?
I mean, I think either way, their motives can be either or both. Like,
true.
I don't,
yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily say, to me, it doesn't seem, from what it seems like what you're saying is this is a different level of desperation. Like, is it that bad that you need to go on a,
that's what I'm asking.
I don't see it as a level of desperation. I see it as just trying something different. Like, something different than going out and meeting somebody or going online. Like, so I don't look at it as like, is the dating pool that bad you need to go on TV to find somebody? It's, hey, I haven't been single in years, okay? A decade plus. But the streets is trash. From all the people that I know that are still out there, the streets are trash. So, yes, it is that bad that sometimes you have to take the unconventional method.
No, it's just what I'm saying.
To
I'm not-
see whether your motives are right or not. We really don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I don't think that it's bad to want to try something different.
And I've not said that it's bad. And I'm not saying it. I haven't said that it's bad. It's just definitely very unconventional.
Yeah.
And again, I haven't been in the dating game for as long as you ain't been in the dating game.
It's been a long time. You know what I'm saying?
So is it real? So that's my question is like, you're never going to know the motives. Right. And the people that successfully find love, that's amazing. Yeah. They're that case of, so you're hoping that people go on the show saying, oh, I hope that I can find what they found.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But when you watch, especially this season, you're like,
it's just questionable.
It's almost like, you can almost, without knowing these people, you're like, what are you here for? Because you're making it worse. You're making arguments on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. But also editing. But
who knows?
Like,
exactly. So
they can make anything that happens look like something else with the power of editing.
But when they do the interview with the people and they say it straight out, then you're like, well, I can't edit that because they just said it.
So clearly, as y'all can see, we've been in it. Yeah. We've been watching it.
It's fun to watch. And, you know, you never want to see people, you never want to see two people like fight and, you know, and be upset at each other, even if, you know, because you're rooting for love. I mean, we root for love. So at the same time, you're less like, it shouldn't be that hard. You guys shouldn't be beefing this hard if you are supposed to be getting, if you really love each other. Yeah. And that's where that question of is love is blind really comes in, because it's is love blind for real? Sight unseen? Sound unheard?
Shut up. He hates when they say sight unseen. He was like, if they never say that again.
Sight unseen. Sound unheard. Taste untasted. Like, what does that mean? Sight unseen. Like, come on, just say love. It's blind. Like, why do you have to say sight unseen?
Oh, it's so funny because he gets so heated every time they say sight unseen. Because
it's always Nick Lachey. Come on, man.
Now you got beef with Nick.
Come on, Nick. We beefing, son. When I see you, it's on. Sight unseen.
I cannot deal with you. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
it cracks me up.
Aside from that, we watched
From Scratch.
Oh, child. Let me tell you, I was not ready, okay?
No, not at all.
I
blame her.
You know, and I got about 4 or 5 episodes in, and I was like, talking about? Like, this is not, I'm not crying, I'm fine. You already knew somebody was going to not be there because of the way they started. Like, they gave it away at the beginning, but you had to see how it played out.
You also assumed that it was going to be the guy.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think if you pay attention to the very first scene, you already know how it's ending. But the fact that I legit sobbed. Yeah. I mean,
shoulder bounce sob. Like, shoulder, her shoulders were sore the next day because she did shrugs.
It just, it's one of those things where you knew it was happening, but just.
Well, it's because you put yourself in that moment,
it
right?
It was so well told that you were invested. Mm-hmm. You put yourself there, and then the element that it was, based on a true story, like this was a book. And, you know, I've seen some people like, this was nothing. I didn't cry at all. It didn't get me. And
you ain't got no heart. Sorry.
I think it's either that or they've never loved somebody like that before. Because I think what gets me so emotional is that I put myself in that. Like, how would I deal with this if this was my husband?
The same,
and this was my life. And how just devastated I would feel. So I think that that's what drove a lot of my tears. Not necessarily for their story. It was definitely hard. But I think things like that I always put myself in that. And it makes it even worse. 100%. Like, that's where my mind goes.
No, because my mind went the same. So my mind was interesting. Because when you're watching a show like that, and then the one side is, that you can relate with, because, you know, I'm the guy, she's the girl, right? So you're going to relate with one side more than the other, right? You're going to relate with the wife. I'm going to relate with the husband. And it's like, I couldn't imagine having to accept that as a father and a husband. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I obviously don't even want to think about you being on that side.
On that other side.
You dealing with it. But it's just like, God, that would suck so bad. Like, you know, and so you put yourself in it, like, of like, man, that is just so sad. It's, you know, like, so it's just, it, you know, so you can't help but just sit there and just be
just
emotional mess.
And the whole element that it was what it was when we're currently dealing with somebody going through that same journey. It's just a reminder of how
it could have been
blessed we are to be in the situation, and this person is here, and
where it didn't go another way.
Yeah, so it was just, it was a lot, but it was phenomenal. I really enjoyed it. There were some corny parts. There were some Hallmarky parts, but overall, I think it was a great story.
No, they did a really good job. The acting was really good. There was only really one main star, Zoe Saldana. Yeah, Saldana. The other guys, the other people, I didn't really know except for the father and the father.
You knew the father? What was he on?
The father of
Zoe. Not of the
Her father. Yeah. You know, and her mother.
And her mother.
And her stepmother.
Yeah.
Those were people that I've known before. But outside of that though, the other cast was really people I didn't know, and they all did phenomenal. They did
such a great job. So if you haven't watched it yet, watch it. But just be prepared. Have yourself a box of tissues and you'll be good. Mm-hmm. So let's see what else. I feel like we probably have a sponsor that we should get to. The fact that you haven't interrupted me yet is surprising.
It's because I was just sitting here just listening to you.
You know, typically Babe says hello and he'd be right on into these first sponsors. So let's talk about these sponsors. We have four sponsors in this episode. We want to shout them out we want to remind you guys that the sponsors, they keep us going. They support the Let's Make Out podcast, and we bring things to you that we feel like would be a great benefit. So if you're listening and you feel like checking it out, go ahead and use the codes that we give you. Like, these sponsors give us pretty good deals, I think. So just want to reiterate that they, you know, help support the Let's Make Out podcast. So if you like listening and watching, support these sponsors.
That's right. And this podcast by subscribing, hitting that thumbs up, and telling everybody you know.
Absolutely.
All right, first sponsor is Uncommon Goods. You are Uncommon Goods, girl.
Thanks.
Nothing like you.
So are you.
Appreciate you. One of a kind. All right, so look, exactly. Your loved ones are complex, beautiful mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why Uncommon Goods is great, because they have such cool ideas. You're shopping for your mom, dad, teenagers, in-laws, or your best friends, Uncommon Goods makes it easy to find remarkable and truly original gifts for anyone. So Uncommon Goods is wanting to help your holiday season to be stress-free. So you can just go on their site and you can check out thousands of items that they have available for you to purchase today. One of the coolest things that we ordered one time was a winemaker that we still have that we haven't done yet.
That we still ain't used. We need to use that. I haven't forgot about it.
I found a rum maker. It's funny because I don't even drink like that, but I like rum once in a while. So it's like, I thought it would be really cool to just, I've always been fascinated with the way alcohol is made, because they age it for so long. So I thought it was really cool. I bought this little kit. But they have so many cool things on there. But basically, on Uncommon Goods, you can look for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Mm-hmm. They have the most meaningful and out of ordinary gifts anywhere. If you're interested, you need to go on there quick, because they do, you know, they can sell out fast, because again, the gifts are unique. They're different. So people are like, ooh, let me snatch these up really quick. Holidays are going to be here before you know it.
The holidays are
here. They are here, but Christmas is going to be here before you know it. So, so something new here, they actually have something called Uncommon Experiences. This is something we've not actually tried or even checked out before. So they're more than virtual classes. What they're unexpected opportunities to have fun and connect in new ways. They have tarot card readings, romantic map making, cooking, and mixology classes, and more.
Something.
No, that's exciting, because we were sitting there looking at this like, wait, I ain't never heard of that. So we're going to try that out for sure. So basically, no matter what they're into, Uncommon Goods has the perfect gift, from art and jewelry to kitchen, home and jewelry. Hey, the jewelry is dismissed. The jewelry is dismissed. Thank you for your service. Home and bar, Uncommon Goods is something for everyone. Not the same lackluster gifts that you can find just about anywhere. And also, the cool thing, when you shop on Uncommon Goods, you are supporting artists and small independent businesses. And with every purchase you make on Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2.5 million to date. So I know you want to check it out. So you could do that by, you can get 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/LMO. That's uncommongoods.com/LMO for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we are all out of the ordinary.
Yes, we are.
It's a good tagline there, because we are. But yeah, so.
So let's see. Let's get some questions going. Do we have some questions?
What's in your ear, baby? You're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe you remembered to say that.
Okay. What has been in my ear lately?
What's been in your ear, baby?
What has been in my
what's ear lately? What's been in lately? Your
ear? I've just been on this podcast kick. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. And like that's when I'm in the car. 9 times out of 10, I'm listening to a podcast. I even listen to them when I am working out or an audiobook. So right now I'm listening to Good Inside by Dr. Becky Kennedy. And she is...
She got good hair?
Every time I say somebody named Becky, he asks me that. And it is such a good book. Like, y'all know we've talked about like gentle parenting and just intentional parenting is what I want to call it now, because gentle, I feel like people get caught up on the word gentle because it doesn't mean that you're like passive and don't do that to me. Like that type of, you know what I'm saying? It's more intentional parenting. So she's all about that. And the book Good Inside is so eye-opening. It's just so good. She provides scripts in there for how to handle certain situations. Like it's really good. So I've been listening to that. I have not finished it yet. Podcast, I've been listening to Walk in Love podcast. They're probably like one of my favorites. It is a couple. They also have like a shirt shop, like a t-shirt shop. And I really love their podcast because like the topics that they have and the things that they talk about are always so like intriguing to me, and you know, things that I want to like experiment with. Like, so they believe in taking a Sabbath. And I have really been thinking about introducing that into our like family rhythm, like our family schedule. And that's like a day of, you know, like what a Sabbath is, where you actually rest and you don't do certain things. You're not working. You're not, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I've been listening to this week. And it's been, I've been really heavy on me like, oh, I want to do a little bit more research on this. And I do really want to try.
Yeah.
So that's what's been in my ear. Also Maverick City and Kirk Franklin, because we're going to the concert next week. Yeah, so I've been listening to that because I don't like going to a concert when I don't know what they're singing and I don't know the words. So no, and the album is very, very good.
It is. And we know they're going to do some of their, you know, like Gyra and some other ones that they got.
So.
But we're excited. I'm hoping that Brandon Lake's going to be there as well because... Because Fear Is Not My Future is on that album.
True.
And that's a Brandon Lake with Maverick City.
Yeah, but so, I'm excited about
it. I'm excited. Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. Last time we went to Maverick City Music, like it was just emotional and amazing.
It was
and like,
such a great time.
Yeah, like so. God was definitely like in there, you know, just hearing a bunch of people, thousands of people singing. Yeah. It was awesome.
It was great. So what's been in your ear?
So same thing. I've been listening to the Maverick City album as well, and just lots of worship music. That's every morning. That's my thing. Is I turn on, usually I turn on my phone so I don't wake up baby girl.
Yeah.
Because I get Chad on the bus, and then once everybody's up and out, then I might put it on the speaker.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of like podcasts, for triathlon and stuff like that. I'm getting, you know, just getting back into it. Exactly.
Jinx, which, Chad. Yeah,
I let you do that. See, I was waiting for you to say something. Good job, Shouty. So I've been, you know, just getting myself motivated. Like, Monday, they actually go on sale for Ironman Florida for next year. So I already have the IF Ironman in Florida. I already have that booked in May of next year.
Looking at where we're going to stay.
Yeah. So, but November of next year, November 4th, I'm gonna beat Florida's butt this time.
Yeah.
And so that's I'm excited about Monday getting that signed, and I'm about to start with my coach again.
Mm-hmm.
I've been running a lot. I've been running like about 12 to 15 miles a week over about 3 to 4 runs. Feeling good. I've definitely been, you know, feeling really good, and it's been great being back out there.
Yeah.
I've been listening to A Promised Land. Barack Obama's book, and it's just really good. I've been listening to it, but I also have been reading it, so I can just kind of keep track of where I'm at, because I want to try to read for like 10 minutes a day as well.
Yeah.
So I've been, whenever I get a chance to read, the one thing I do read is my Bible devotion. I use the Bible app, but I read it out of my actual Bible so I can like underline things, highlight things. I just really wanted to dig actually into my Bible more versus reading it on my screen. So, so I get my reading per day, but sometimes I like to read the other book too, but I really like listening to it because it's Obama reading it, you know, and listen to Obama talk and, you know, it's just like, you know, he just is really good to listen to. But yeah, that's about it. I haven't really been
nothing else.
But yeah, so
let's see. Cool. Well, let me see if I can find some questions.
While you're finding questions, I'm gonna go ahead and do our second sponsor.
Okay.
Let's just get it going. That's right. So this one is actually Noom Mood. So last time we talked about it, I told you that I was in downloading the app and And I downloaded the app. I just haven't done anything yet. So, but that's not because I haven't wanted to. I just honestly, again, it's just been busy and just haven't had the chance to really sit down and dive into it. I don't want to like start looking at it and not really finish it because then it's, that's pointless as well. So, but either way, it's still, you guys have heard Gabriel talk about how great it is many times.
Still doing it.
So it's not like, you know, I need to tell you how great it is. You can hear it from Gabriel as well. So, but yeah, so basically, you know, mental health is a huge thing. And that, you know, every person deals with or needs to deal with, you know, their mental health. And I think that, learning to manage daily stress and anxious thoughts is something that, you know, we all want to do better at or want to be able to do in general. But many of us don't know where to begin. And so Noom Mood is here to guide you to mental wellness and give you the tools you need to tackle stress so that you'll feel empowered to take on whatever life throws at you. I definitely think that, you know, based on what Gabriel has told you about, you know, the creating these different ways to handle stress, and you create your little toolbox and you create different things that work for you. And then there's things that won't work for you. Just, you know, that doesn't work for me. But developing ways to deal with the stress that's going to come. Life brings stress at us. But that that's doesn't inevitable. Mean that you have to live in the stress. So you have to learn how to deal with it. So I think that's where Noom Mood really comes in. So I have looked at the app, you know, I've kind of looked around, stuff like that. It seems very user-friendly for someone that hasn't dove into it yet. And I haven't heard Gabriel say anything bad
about the user interface.
So, but yeah, so accessible, convenient, 10 minutes a day. You can do it whenever and whenever. You know, and it holds your hand. So it's a daily curriculum coupled with one-on-one coach that guides and encourages you on your journey. So, It's not just, you know what, look at this app and figure it out on your own. It's like they want to help you get better, and they've got professionals there to do that. But basically, all this to say, and I say it in my Instagram posts all the time, you know, just that, like, you know, you're stronger than your stress. It doesn't get to control you. So that's why equipping yourself with the knowledge and skills to steer yourself to happiness is so important, because one size does not fit all. You can navigate the program at your own pace. And then again, you've got the coach. So, but they've got experts that are, you know, in behavioral change. So, they've helped millions of people through their, you know, their weight loss program. So now they're here to help you tackle stress as well. So taking care of your mental wellness is empowering. So that's why you should want to check it out. If that's what you want to do, if you want to take a hold of your life and your mental stress, then you should just check it out for sure. You owe that to yourself. So we want you to check it out, worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/LMO. That's Noom, NOOM.com/LMO. So check them out and check them out. Let us know if you've tried it before and what you think.
Pick a number between 1 and 200.
1 and 200. Okay, let's go with 112.
Room 112, where the players dwell.
That's right.
Let's see.
Or ain't Cupid.
No players up in here.
Or Cupid doesn't lie.
No. What's more important, family or friends?
Family.
To you. Because I do feel like this is a layered question.
It is. I mean, my immediate family, my wife and my kiddos, are more important than my friends.
Yeah.
But and there are going to be some friends that might take precedent over extended family, some extended family.
Yeah.
Not, you know, just because, I mean, meaning I'm going to prioritize spending time with them because maybe they're local to me. Yeah. Like, maybe all my family lives in Alabama, right? So I can't just be, hey, Mark, let's go hang out today.
Right.
But there's going to be times, too, where I'm not going to want to, I'm going to want to hang out with my friend. Like, I've, you know.
Do you ever wish that you lived closer to your, like, brother?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and definitely closer to Mark and yeah. Mom. Mark especially, just Mark and I have, you know, we have, I mean, our connection is like this mixture of father and son / brother and brother, you know, mm-hmm. like friend and friend. Like, we have such a deep, you know, love for each other. And that's why we sometimes, you know, battle it out like on certain subjects because because we're similar, you know, in who we are. Well, you know, but we have us really, like, I am thankful for my connection with Mark. Mm-hmm. Our you know, we there's love that's just not going to go away regardless of what we disagree on or whatever. But so, yeah, absolutely. And then obviously, I, you know, love Mom. Mom's getting to a, you know, older age and, mm-hmm. you know, and so being able to be closer to her so that she's not, you know, lonely. She could see the kids more because that's one thing that never my parents, to their own fault, never got to spend a lot of time with the grandkids.
You always be calling them out, though.
Well, because I don't want to make it seem like it was Mark's fault or, you know, Dion's fault. Like there was, you know, sometimes there was just a lack of money or whatever the reason, but they didn't get to spend a lot of quality time with
their grandchildren.
So, you know,
so it'd be nice if she
could spend more time with her grandkids because this is her last set.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There are no more grandkids coming.
Yeah.
From anywhere. So
it's true. I mean, the shop's closed all three ways.
That's what I'm saying, three way. There's no more grandkids coming.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
So yeah, absolutely. It would be really nice to for her to be able to see them and, you know, and Mark loves hanging with the kiddos. He loves, you know, playing video games with Chad Jr. and, you know, and he likes cuddling with Reagan.
So I'd say that these last couple years have been probably the longest we've gone without, like, going down there on a consistent basis and seeing them, like, consistently, you know. Thankfully, we got to hang out with them. What was that, a couple months ago? I mean, it wasn't the best circumstances, but we did get to see them and
exactly.
And, so like, typically we're down there or we're, you know, so I think probably like next year we will definitely do more travel down there. And now that your mom is retired, like, bring her up here. She can come and hang out and stay for a while, you know what I'm saying? Just so she can
exactly.
get that.
So we got to just, so that would be nice for sure.
Yeah, I think she would like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go with number 155.
Okay. How do you define beauty?
Oh, how do I define beauty? I think that there is both a physical component of beauty, and then there's also the non-physical. I don't know what that word is that I'm looking for, but I think honestly, like, beauty is what someone's heart is like what is their heart posture, what is their personality like, and how giving are they, or how loving are they, how you know, how do you feel when you're around that person. Like, beauty is literally way more than what you look like. There's so many beautiful people with horrible attitudes and just nasty and rude. And so beauty to me is like loving people well and treating people well, respecting others, and, you know, just having that type of a personality where, you know, where you're kind of like drawn to, like, you know, you can see the beauty in people because of what they believe and how they feel and, you know, how they show that in their actions
and
how they treat others. Yeah. I think beauty is a combination of all of those things. And obviously, you know, there is physical beauty, but that looks different too.
And that comes,
like,
in all shapes and sizes.
It comes in so many different, shapes, sizes, you know, colors, whatever.
Looks,
like, there's so much,
like,
beauty.
Yeah, there's so much beauty in the world. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, Yeah, I love your answer. Yeah. Like the media tries to say, or the media or the world tries to say that this is the definition of beauty.
Yeah.
When it's, I don't think that you can really, like, beauty really is beauty.
Yeah, you can't put it in a
box. Can't put beauty in a box.
Absolutely.
So
I agree.
That's a good answer. Yeah.
Give me that number.
Let's go with 12.
It's always. Do you have a favorite holiday? Why and why or why not?
Yeah, I mean, Christmas. Pretty simple. Christmas, just because now it's more like Christmas for me now is like, it's, I don't like the cold weather. Like, I don't like.
We know.
But the snow is beautiful to look at.
Yeah.
Like, you look out and you see the snow falling. Mm-hmm. It's something peaceful about that.
Yeah, snow is, you know, pretty. What I
mean? It's really peaceful to look out and just see the snow coming down. Like, it's. But, like, now as a father, it's like seeing my kids, you know, open gifts, mm-hmm. and being excited for just the Christmas decorations and helping decorate the tree. Like, there's just so, like, to me, it's just so, that's why I love it. But it was already my favorite anyways. I don't, it's hard to explain. It's just something about it that's just.
I don't know. I just feel like. Even when things are, like, stressed, or even when, you know, life may not be the best, I just feel like holiday season generally puts people in a better mood. They're nicer. Yeah. They're, you know, it's just something about, like, the holidays that I feel like it just feels lighter sometimes, you know. And I say that, to me, it feels lighter. I know that holidays can be incredibly
difficult for others.
Difficult for others. 100%. But it does, like, overall, like, the morale is great. We're coming towards the end of the year. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's just a feeling that I can't, I don't know. I can't describe it. But Christmas has always been my favorite, too. Like, I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah. It's I was just thinking about this when you said snow. What is the purpose of snow? Can somebody enlighten me?
So my thoughts are,
what is the point of snow?
If we lived in a place where there are places to ski and snowboard, mm-hmm. and to get on a snowmobile,
yeah.
and like to do all the fun snow sledding, all that stuff, then perfect, 100%. Yeah. We don't live in a place like that. It's pretty flat. Indiana's pretty flat. So it's like,
yeah.
To me, it's just like, so we can slip and slide on the road.
Like, what, like, is the reason? So, what is the reason?
So I think that's why it's annoying, too, because if we lived in a place where you had all those activities where, mm-hmm. you know, it was just that easy to go do.
Yeah.
I might have a different view
of,
you know, because, I mean, I've been to a ski resort before and I loved it. I had a great time. Me and Mark went. Great time. And we want to go to one.
We do.
And it just, to, you know, just to go do all that. But that's because there's things to do. There's a purpose, right? Whereas you only can build so many snowmen.
you can only
throw so many snowballs at somebody.
You are so silly.
And then it's just cold.
And then it's just cold. And you bundled up and mad.
That's what I'm saying.
Why though? Okay.
And not Nan time has Michael Keaton came alive in a snowman when we built one. Not one time.
Okay? What movie was that? That you're referring to?
The one where he was a snowman.
Oh, you don't know the name of it?
I can't think of it right
now. Oh, okay. I'm like, because I'm like, what movie is that? I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, it's the one where he, like.
Alexa, what's the movie where Michael Keaton was the snowman?
From linksforum.com. Jack Frost.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, Alexa. Okay, thanks.
Did that answer your question?
It did. Thank you so much, girl. Girl, she didn't even say you're welcome.
Yeah, no manners. But Jack Frost. But it's sad because
Jack Frost. Maybe I did see Jack Frost.
Because he passes away from a car accident and he wakes up as a snowman. It's not like a.
Like a jolly movie. I mean, it has to be good. I mean,
I guess it eventually becomes.
Oh, because he had a family, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes, I did watch that movie, actually. It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I did watch that movie.
But yeah, so.
Anyway, okay, I'm going to go with number.
Thirty-three. What's the best concert you've ever been to?
It's tough. Very tough. I've been to a lot of concerts. I can't pick one.
The rules of the game is to come up with one answer.
I can't do it. I think that...
Oh, you will do it because it's the rule of the game.
There is a Janet Jackson concert that was my favorite, and I'm trying to remember if it was the Velvet Rope Tour or if it was the one before that. I cannot remember which one it was.
Was that the Corduroy Rope Tour?
I can't remember. Dang. It's Corduroy. Was it the one with If or was it the one with Velvet Rope or was that together? I can't remember. They all kind of run together, but that was my favorite Janet Jackson one. My favorite Beyonce concert was, which one was my favorite?
Jay and Bay?
I don't know that one was my favorite. What? I think the one before that one.
In Vegas?
Yeah, when we went to Vegas. What album was that? Where
Frank Mir was sitting in front of us, the fighter?
What album was that? I can't even remember what album that was. Was that Dangerously in Love?
Was Love on Top in that?
No, we didn't see her sing Love on Top.
We did when Jay and Bay.
Yes, but this was the first concert. The one before that, 101 Bay. I can't remember. They all run together, and then Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Like top three. Like those are the top three performers that I have seen that I remember, because my very first concert was Michael Jackson. And I know that was a hell of a show. It was bad.
But
I was in kindergarten. Yeah. So like I remember it because we have pictures, but I can't visualize it. Yeah. But I know that was probably like the best one. But top three artists, I cannot pick a. Because if I had to sit down and count up all the concerts that I've been to, I don't know that I'd be able to do it. I've actually been to a lot of concerts. I really enjoy live music. Like, it is a thing that we do quite often.
Yeah. So mine would probably be, that's not my question, but Coldplay, mm-hmm. Jay and Justin, Timberlake, and then the Lil Wayne concert in 2011 for my birthday, mm-hmm. right before we got married.
Yep.
The
rule is one.
Huh? What'd you say?
The rule is one.
Oh, true. You gave three, I gave three. Thank you very much. I'm following your lead.
Whatever. Yeah.
So that's...
Next concert I want to see is Usher. We got to get to Vegas so I can see this Usher residency. We're supposed to be going next
year because she's got something she wants to go to next year.
I know. I haven't decided if I really want to go to that. Because
if we
just
do,
then
we're
going to
try to
put it together.
See Usher, too.
Usher. But I got to see it. Has anybody gone? Everybody that I see that has gone talk about just how amazing it is. So I'm definitely going to go see him in the spring. Mm-hmm. But I got to get them tickets. Yeah. So, all right. I think we got some Ask Gabe and Babe.
We do.
Not multiples, but we got one.
Not multiples.
So let's get into it. Are we going to get into it?
We're going to do our third sponsor.
Okay.
And then after, we'll do our last one. But let's go ahead and get that. Because I know y'all be wanting to know what these sponsors are. But they're also down in the description box. So you can actually, click the link there and go to the site. So you don't have to remember what I'm saying.
Or the show notes.
Or the show notes, yeah. All right. So Blissey.
Blissey.
Sounds, it's spelled... Blissy, but pronounced Blissy. Same.
That's how it's...
True. Whatever. It was on this thing, so I was looking at it. Okay. All right, so basically, we think that it's time that you upgrade your sleep with Blissy's award-winning 100% mulberry silk pillowcases, okay? Mm-hmm. It's that mulberry, okay? But seriously... silk is what's best for your hair and your skin. It reduces frizz, tangles, and prevents breakage. That's because it keeps the moisture in your hair and keeps your skincare products and natural moisture on your skin, unlike cotton does. You can say goodbye to wrinkly skin in the morning and wake up with a healthier and shinier hair you can be proud of. So cooling factor, Blissey's pillowcases, they regulate temperature, keeping you cool at night. Seriously, the entire pillow is cool to the touch. That is true. I've felt her pillow. No more sweaty nights spent tossing and turning as you search for the cool side of your pillow. Because that's true. Like a cotton pillowcase, if it's just anywhere near hot or warm in the room.
Don't be right.
It don't be right. Exactly. So it's washable and hypoallergenic. Because it is the 100% mulberry silk, it, keeps you more comfortable without the itching or the rashes. And it's machine washable and durable, which is unlike some other silk pillowcases that you can find in the market. Yeah. With the holidays just around the corner, why not give the gift of better sleep? Plus, it comes in a gift-ready packaging that, whoever you're giving to will be sure to love. The pillowcases, Gabrielle has been, been using it.
Oh, I love me a good,
silk pillowcase. Yes. Especially that mulberry.
It's nice.
It is very nice. When I pulled it out, I was like, I don't care if this mug is pink. I'm about to use this mug. Okay.
I don't care
if it's pink. Look, I'll be cute and pink. Men can wear pink.
It's nice. It's nice.
Men can wear pink.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. We in 2022 here. Okay. Men can wear pink or they can sleep on pink. Okay. Don't you be judging me. But basically, everybody, we love all the Blissy stuff, the pillowcases. So we think you would too. They have a ton of different prints and colors, and they make great gifts because there's an option for literally anyone. They have over 1 million raving fans, okay? And you could be next. Try now risk-free for 60 nights at blissy.com/LMO and get an additional 30% off. That's blissy, blissy.com/LMO, and use the code LMO to get to an additional 30% off. Your skin and your hair will thank you.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
Natural hair ladies, you need a good silk pillowcase in your life, okay?
Natural hair men,
okay? Sometimes that bonnet be coming off, and we need to protect these ends in this hair, okay? So, get you one.
Yeah, I agree.
Get it. All right, let's get into this Ask Gabe and
Penny. You know what? The other one, we have another one. We should give it to Reagan, put it on her bed.
Yes, I typically have one. She has one on there now.
Oh, so maybe that's
unless
the one
you
that's
didn't
on
put
there.
It on there.
No, I did. Yeah, so she does. You're right.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
yeah.
She has one on there, too.
She got one on there.
Yeah, exactly. So
she protect them curls because exactly. She don't keep a bonnet on, okay?
Hers come on. Even if you put it on there, it comes right on.
I swear I have yet to find one that will stay on her head. Like, girl, how are you sleeping that this bonnet is off every morning? First of all, it's a fight for me to even get it on her. And then when I do, I'm like...
But she's the cutest thing gone. Ever in a bonnet.
She is so like, cute in a bonnet.
If she comes up to me and says in a bonnet, I melt.
She's so
I melt.
Cute.
I mean, anytime she comes up to me and says, "Daddy," I melt. Anyway.
Oh my gosh!
But when she comes up to me in a bonnet,
it's a wrap.
I'm a pool of love on the floor. Just
it's so cute.
What do you want, sweetie? I'll buy you anything. You want a car? So, all right. So here's the Ask Gabe and Babe. So. If you've not sent one in and you've been thinking about it, just do it.
Just do it.
Ask Gabe and Babe. This is a hashtag you can use in the email. Let's make out podcast@gmail.com. But keep them coming. We definitely love reading them and giving your opinion.
Yeah. So this was only one?
Yes.
She didn't send another one? This is not the one where she sent the
I don't think so.
Okay.
All right. So here we go.
Okay.
I'm not going to say your name because I don't know. I don't know. It didn't say to be anonymous. It doesn't say to be anonymous.
Okay, say your name. All
right.
Say your name.
Okay.
Say your name.
It's from Sydney. How are you?
Hey, girl.
Hey, Gabe and Chad. I thought I'd hit you guys up with another situation I've encountered. So apparently, we've answered another one, but this is a new situation.
Okay.
Help assist out. Laugh out loud. At the time of writing this letter, I have been entertaining this guy I met from a dating site going into the third week. We have a ton of stuff in common. He's super easy to talk to, being that I'm not necessarily a people person. I can tell he has a huge heart. He's currently taking care of his nephew until his brother gets back on his feet, and he's the legal guardian of his mother and has been her main caregiver. Mm. And though he's not physically my type to a T, he seems like an all-around good guy and is handsome. I'm a dreamer. That's our spiritual gift, and I've had two dreams about the guy I was going to marry, and both times the guy was brown skin with a fade. Wore needed glasses and was ever so slightly taller than me. We haven't been on a physical date quite yet. We actually go out this coming Saturday, but he looks like he can be the guy that I have dreamed about. Mm-hmm. While I'm not big into zodiacs, he's a Pisces and I'm a Scorpio, and I hear that they are a perfect match. The only issue I'm struggling with is that he's in the process of getting a divorce. which is final in October, and he stated at the very beginning of us matching on the app, and that he is also in the process of losing his mother. Her health is declining severely. My concern is that there are possibly a lot of emotions on the table for him. He's been with his ex-wife for a total of 8 years, and in which two of those years they were married, and I really have a hard time believing that you could just date effectively and so soon after being with someone for 8 years. I brought this up in a conversation how usually dating right after a relationship is considered a rebound, but he told me that I have nothing to worry about because, one, he's in therapy and working on himself in the process, and two, he has been dating, and he also mentioned that his ex has already moved in with another guy. And that is another concern of mine, whether or not he's dating because she is. And along with the many things our lives share in common, out of all the other 364 days of the year, my birthday just so happens to be the same exact day as his ex-wife. What a coincidence. And of course, that is another added concern because I know that day has to be tied to memories because celebrating eight birthdays is a lot. I've been riding this train out just to see where it's going to go, and I'm not currently affected by any of those things to the point of concern because I wouldn't say I have a crush on him just yet. He's just a nice guy to talk to. I'm just curious to know you guys' thoughts on this situation. He's 31 and I'm 30, and my FBI skills found out his ex-wife was 26. I'm not a stalker, just wanted to check out the validity of her birthday because that just flat out amazed me. Laugh out loud, but thanks for continuing to put out content that makes work go by quicker. Laugh out loud. Love you guys. Sincerely. That's a new word. Sincerely, dating is stressful. Laugh out loud.
See? Look at that.
She's going to be a Love and Blind season four, girl. Sydney. Love and Blind season four.
Told you. It's trash out in these streets.
Out in these streets.
Okay, Sydney girl. I'm going to just say this. You're a little bit too worried about this man's ex-wife.
Yeah.
She should not even be a factor. Honestly. Like, you say these things are not worrying you or that you're not bothered, but the fact that her birthday is the same as yours means nothing. The fact that they were together for 8 years and they are going through a divorce and now she's dating, so, oh, is he dating because she's dating, means nothing. Here's the thing. And I, speaking from someone who's never been divorced, okay, but I have seen people get divorced. I have walked through people going through a divorce. And what I know for sure is that before people get to that point, it's been over. Like, a divorce is just the outward expression of what has already taken place in the relationship. Like, people don't just break up and get divorced the next day. It is a process before they even get to that. So I, like, would just look at it as another relationship that he had been in. Like, you're not going to meet somebody who doesn't have an ex at all, whether they was together for 8 years or 2 years. Everyone has an ex at some point. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that it should be concerning to you that he's going through this divorce, especially if she's already moved in with somebody. That tells you right there that it had been over. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of wouldn't really worry about that. Sorry, what would you
say? No, yeah, I agree. I mean, and it also seems like he's being honest with you.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't seem like he's holding any information from you. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that he said he's in therapy.
That is
For great. A man to say that they're in therapy.
Honey.
Is a man move.
Yeah.
Okay, because, like,
that means a lot.
There's nothing wrong with therapy. But the masculine men are like, oh, I'm, you know, I don't need therapy.
Yeah.
You know, like, which is bullcrap. Everyone needs help sometimes. And right. So the fact that he's telling you he's in therapy so he can work through issues means that he's trying to better himself.
Yeah.
And the better he is, the better he could potentially be for you if that's, you know, if you guys end up together. Mm-hmm. But I think that's to me, it just seems like what you're saying is that he, every concern that you might have, he's reassured you in some way.
Yeah.
And
he's working through it on his own. Like, here's the thing. You mentioned his mom, which is very unfortunate, and how he might have a lot going on, which is true. But, like, life is full of things going on, period. Like, it's not ever going to be just perfect. And it's not up to you to worry about how he manages the things that are going on in his life. But if
you care about him,
then
you have an opportunity to be there with him.
Absolutely.
Which would make it easier on him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to go back to the birthday thing, there's 385,000 birthdays, babies born each day on average. 385,000 people we share birthdays with.
Oh, that's a good point.
So That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
So at the end of the day,
who cares?
Mark, my brother, he's had wives, two of them the same exact name.
Yeah. And his ex-wife, they have this same exact birthday.
Same exact birthday.
Along with the stepdaughter.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, because at the end of the day,
yeah,
those are all just non-factors. I think that life, you have to go through and realize that there are things and people that are non-factors.
Mm-hmm. So don't make them a factor. Like,
when not.
I don't want you to waste time worrying about her or all these other things, because it can keep you distracted from what's happening in front of you, which is him presenting all his cards up front, telling you where he is, and you just have to trust and believe.
You're not trying to date her.
He's handling all of these things that are coming. He's told you he's going through therapy. He's doing the self work. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's an admirable thing for 100%. Him to even do that and be upfront with you. So
and it seems like based on what you've said and based on, it seems like he's a stand up guy. And you even said it. He seems like a stand up guy. Like,
I think you should just take it one day at a time and see where it goes. And you did write this at least a month ago. So if you got an update, let us know.
Let us know an update.
If anything has happened since you sent this in. I think that he's fine. Like, I don't see any red flags, like those things. And I'm glad that you said that they're not so concerning to you. But I hope that you mean that, because they don't seem like red flags to me.
Yeah. And just so you know, in the last month, there have been 11,935 babies born on average. Okay. So.
Okay, babe, with the stats.
Right, the stats. But exactly. I think Gabriel summed it up completely. There's not much that I can add.
Yeah.
Just, like, don't overthink it. Like, I think that people get so, ask this woman right here. you get overthinking things. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't. This is not exactly who I thought of, or he doesn't need. You know, this is not right, or this is different. Like, just stop causing. We are the worst self sabotage. Like, people self sabotage themselves. You don't need somebody else to sabotage you, because you'll do it yourself.
Right. That's like, true.
We will talk ourselves out of all things good. Yeah. Because it's just in us to self-sabotage. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't, like, you know, sometimes we don't feel we deserve good things or whatever it might be, or this enemy trying to attack you and say that you don't deserve good things.
Yeah.
Like, so just don't overthink it. If he makes you feel good and you're having a good time and there's no big serious red flags, day by day, just move forward. With just, you know what? I'm going to get to know him more and more. We're going to have a good time together. And feelings will grow if it's meant to happen. But don't come up with reasons why you should be concerned. Because if you, you know, because you can talk yourself out of something really good.
Right. Yeah, no. I think ditto. Same thing that babe said. So let us know how it's going. Give us an update, girl. At this point, there should be an update, because, you know, we're a little behind.
And there's another 385,000 babies. Okay.
So let us know what you think, what's been going on there. And if there's anybody listening, once again, send them Ask Gabe and Babes in. If you got anything you want us to.
We will give you stats.
We will give you our non-professional opinion. We will do all of the things. So send it in to letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. Hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject line, so we know that you want us to talk about it on the podcast.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely, y'all. So it has been real. We got one more sponsor. Sometimes you just need to clean up the crap in your life. Okay? And sometimes it's crap in your life, and sometimes, well, you know what I'm talking about. So, that's why I want to tell you about Reel. R-E-E-L. Okay?
This was crazy.
So, brief lesson on the history of toilet paper. First perforated toilet paper rolls were introduced in 1890. But it wasn't until 1930 that we officially had splinter-free tissue. That means you'd be getting splinter in your booty.
What?
That's really horrible.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's paper, shawty. They couldn't get it thin enough. That's out the wood. Prior to that, people just used what was on hand. Corn cobs, parchment, and even pages from the Farmer's Almanac.
I can't.
I can't either. That's bad. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, we're clear cutting our forest just to make something that we use once and flush down the toilet. Mm. So that's why Real Paper, that's where they come in to help us out and to change that. So Real makes a sustainable toilet paper that contains no trees and instead uses 100% bamboo. That's good. Real's paper is certified by the Forest Stewardship Council, meaning that they are responsibly harvesting the bamboo grass that's used for their paper. And while the other conventional tree-based papers are wrapped in plastic in the grocery aisle, Real Paper's packaging is plastic-free, compostable, mm-hmm. and offers free shipping on all orders. So we've used Real. They sent us a big old box.
Yeah, I really like that it came in a box. Like, how like, cool was that?
Exactly. So it's just this big old box mm-hmm. full of, you know, of the rolls. And, I mean, they were great. I mean, yeah, quality was good. Kids didn't complain.
No, I mean, I've never used, you know, bamboo tissue before, so I didn't really know what to expect.
No.
But like I didn't feel like a difference. It wasn't like I was like, oh no, this ain't it. It was actually great. So
yeah, exactly.
Do good for the environment at the same time.
Come on.
Why not?
Exactly. So Real Paper is available in easy hassle-free subscriptions or for one-time purchases on their website. All orders are conveniently delivered to your door with free shipping and 100% recyclable, plastic-free packaging. If you head to realpaper.com/LMO and sign up for a subscription using my code LMO at checkout, our code LMO at checkout, you'll automatically get 30% off your first order and free shipping. Mm-hmm. So that's Real Paper. So REELPAPER.
Wait, what?
REEL. Wow, look, I don't know what I just said there.
P-E-R.
Real. R-E-E-L. P-A-P-E-R. .com/LMO or enter promo code LMO to get 30% off your first order plus free shipping. So let's stop flushing our forest down the toilet and try Real stress-free or tree-free paper. Stress-free. Real's paper.
That is struggling today, y'all.
I'm so hungry. But no, Real is paper for the planet, okay?
Jessa Lewissa.
Get you some real paper.
Get you some real paper.
Okay.
Wipe that butt and save the earth at the same time.
Exactly. That's right. That's right.
What you want to eat? You hungry? It's lunchtime.
Ask me what I want to eat, girl. I am.
Babe.
It's a Let's Make Out podcast.
Every time. That's your rebuttal. It's a Let's Make Out podcast.
We got two kids for a reason.
We literally only had a slice of toast. Two slices of toast and a protein shake today. What did you eat? What is happening? Stop!
I love when she got the side face and back neck out. Oh, it's so good. I don't say profile, I say side face. Yeah. I don't know what I want to eat, but we're going to figure it out. But I'm definitely hungry.
Me too.
So we've enjoyed this. This has been a good podcast.
It has.
I like the questions. They were good.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to hold on to those. Actually, let me make sure I bookmark it so I remember. But thanks for hanging out with us today. And hopefully you come back when we come back. You know, couple of weeks.
Exactly.
And yeah,
or next week.
Oh, we got one next week.
Next week.
Oh, okay. How did that happen? I guess we'll see you next week.
That's right. All right, so we'll talk to you
later. Bye guys.